This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got the authority, the Devi authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devi authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Waiting is waiting you down. It's a bevy of Devi. You can bet I stay ready. I ain't petty, I'm betting all up on me to defend these. All these titles and shits from concrete to two lit. Number one seed, this is it. Pedal to metal, it's lit. I swear I got the authority. The Devi authority.
What's up, guys, and welcome into the Devi Authority, coming to you through the airwaves of the media empire that is the Fantasy Authority. I'm Christian Welch, Evil Empire FF on Twitter, and I'm your host for this adventure. Today, I'll be hitting on all the notable games from Week 6 and nearly every relevant Devi player you can think of. Before we dive in, I need to ask a favor. If you like the podcast, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. It helps us get through the algorithm so the show can reach more people. All of us at TFA would really appreciate it. So let's dive into Week 6. We'll start off with number 25 and go all the way to number 1 and even hit on a few unranked games that matter to us in fantasy football. So number 25 and number 24 this week were pretty uneventful for us for, you know, Devi prospects. Number 25, San Diego State defeated New Mexico 31-7. Number 24, SMU defeated Navy 31-24. But unfortunately, no players in those games are really on our radar as far as Devi goes. So we'll go ahead and move on to number 22, Arizona State against Stanford. So the Sun Devils get the win 28-10 over Stanford. Rashad White, the running back for Arizona State, with a strong day, 13 carries, 96 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. Arizona State's quarterback, Jaden Daniels, 175 pass yards through the air and ran the ball 13 times for 76 yards and a rushing touchdown as well. Diamante Tranum, the other running back on Arizona State, had 9 carries for 50 yards. So, you know, efficient with the little work he did get. The bad in this game, though, were Stanford's guys. You know, they only scored 10 points. Their quarterback, Tanner McKee, threw 3 interceptions, even though he's looked really good so far to start this season. And then their running back, Austin Jones, just 7 carries for 13 yards on the ground. So rough day for the Cardinal. Number 20, Florida, shuts out Vanderbilt 42-0. And this is becoming a reoccurring theme for Vanderbilt this year, just an absolute horrendous team, just going through the ringer in that SEC schedule. Florida puts 42 on them this week. Florida's quarterback, Emory Jones, with a strong day, 273 pass yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, also had 40 rushing yards on the ground. And most of that went to his receiver, Jacob Copeland, who had 5 catches for 79 yards and a touchdown. So moving on to number 19, Wake Forest against Syracuse in the ACC. Wake Forest comes away with the win 40-37 in a close game. So Syracuse's running back, Sean Tucker, 29 touches, 182 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Just a monster game for this guy. He's looking to crack into that top 5 in the 2023 running back class, which is already loaded. So keep your eye on Sean Tucker. He has absolutely been lighting it up this year. Syracuse's quarterback, Garrett Schrader, monster game here, just 160 pass yards, but 2 touchdowns, no interceptions through the air, so really efficient there. But 178 rushing yards and a touchdown for the quarterback, so huge day for him. The other quarterback, Wake Forest, the winning quarterback in this game, Sam Hartman, 330 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, so really good day for him. His best receiver, Ja'Cory Roberson, had 9 catches for 135 receiving yards. And then a crazy stat line from this game, A.T. Perry, the wide receiver for Wake Forest, had 3 catches for 137 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns. So every catch he had was for a touchdown. And what is that? Over 40 yards of reception on average. So just a crazy stat line for A.T. Perry this week. So awesome game right here. Number 17, Ole Miss defeats Arkansas 52-51. And this game was insane to watch. And it was going on at the same time as that Oklahoma-Texas game. What a crazy weekend of college football this was. Watching these two games at the same time was unbelievable. We'll go ahead and cover Ole Miss and Arkansas first. So number 17, Ole Miss comes away with the 1-point victory over Arkansas 52-51. Their Heisman candidate quarterback, Matt Corral, with a strong day. He had 287 passing yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions through the air. Also ran the ball 15 times for 94 yards and two touchdowns. So big day for him statistically. The wide receiver one in the 2022 class, Treylon Burks, with a big day for Arkansas. Seven catches, 136 yards, and a receiving touchdown. Arkansas's quarterback, KJ Jefferson, really balled out. 326 passing yards, three touchdowns, one pick, and then carried the ball 20 times on the ground for 85 yards and three rushing touchdowns. Freshman running back at Arkansas, Raheem Sanders, just a big dude, 17 carries for 139 rushing yards, so huge game for him. The other running back at Arkansas, Treylon Smith, 11 carries, 85 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Ole Miss's running backs with a big day, so Henry Parrish and then Snoop Connor combined for 30 rushes for 221 yards and three touchdowns between the two of them. So, you know, over 100 points scored in this game, tons of fantasy points, just really exciting to watch. Number 16, Kentucky lays the smackdown on LSU. And I know the Kentucky fans are very excited about a win like this over a program as prestigious as LSU. Kentucky's football program has really taken a step up the past few years. And wins like this are not common for this fan base to experience. So I know this is a big win for them. Their new quarterback, Will Levis, 145 passing yards, three touchdowns, no picks through the air. Also ran the ball 11 times for 75 rushing yards and two touchdowns as well. So five total touchdowns for Levis. Chris Rodriguez, their running back, 16 carries for 147 yards and a rushing touchdown. Wandale Robinson, a receiver that I love in this upcoming class, eight catches for 60 yards and a touchdown. Tyon Davis-Price for LSU at running back with a big game in the loss, 22 carries for 147 yards and two rushing touchdowns. But the bad in this game, the best wide receiver in college football, period, the 2023 wide receiver one, Kayshon Boutte, had eight for 73 through the air, but got injured. It's a lower leg injury. I don't think it's an Achilles or anything like that, but he is indeed done for the season. So no more Boutte this year. We wish him a speedy and efficient recovery to where he can be back on our radars and, you know, just the top guy in the country. It's just devastating to see him go down. Number 15, Coastal Carolina, you know, just hands it to Arkansas State 52-20. And we're always talking about Coastal's quarterback, Grayson McCall, who had just another monster day. He was 18 of 23 for 365 yards, four touchdowns and no picks. We're usually talking about his number one receiver, Javion Haley, but this week we're talking about his tight end. What a massive game for Isaiah Likely, Coastal Carolina's tight end. Eight catches, 232 yards, and four touchdowns receiving. Just a monster, monster day for Likely. That is very, very exciting. He's a guy that you guys should put on your radar as a potential day three NFL guy. Number 14, Notre Dame defeats Virginia Tech 32-29. So Kyren Williams in this game had 24 touches for 100 yards and two touchdowns, but not much good to talk about in this game. What has me excited, though, is Tyler Buchner played quite a bit at quarterback for Notre Dame. He's the freshman that I'm excited about there that brings the dual threat ability. He had 113 passing yards, threw for a touchdown, but did throw two interceptions, but ran 12 times for 67 yards and a touchdown on the ground, showing that he can bring that dual threat element. Notre Dame gets the win, but we definitely have a quarterback controversy up there. We've seen three guys play. We've seen three guys look pretty decent at times. We'll see how the rest of the season shakes out for Notre Dame. So number 11, Michigan State defeats Rutgers 31-13. And with Michigan State, we're really just checking in on Kenneth Walker, who has burst onto the scene this year as maybe the best running back in the country for college football standards. Big debate on Twitter this week between him and Bijan Robinson. Obviously, Bijan Robinson's the better NFL prospect. But if you look at these guys' numbers for this year, they are neck and neck. Just monster, monster games left and right for Kenneth Walker so far this year. 29 rushes for 232 yards and a rushing touchdown in this one against Rutgers for Kenneth Walker. So almost 30 carries. This guy's carrying one of the biggest loads in the country, and it's definitely not a surprise to see him going over 200 yards. So He's one of those guys that has put his name in the hat to be the RB3 in this class. So number 10, BYU, goes down to Boise State, 26-17. So that's got to, you know, really sting for BYU fans. You get into the top 10, as soon as you get there, you're right back out. There's really no good stat lines in this game for us to talk about either. So I'll talk about the best player on each team. Tyler Allgeier, the running back for BYU, carried the ball 19 times for 73 yards and a rushing touchdown. And then Khalil Shakir, the wide receiver for Boise State, had 5 catches for 66 yards. But, you know, ugly game across the board, and BYU goes down. Number 9, Michigan, holds on to beat Nebraska 32-29. Blake Corum had 18 touches for 126 yards and a touchdown. And then Hassan Haskins had 21 carries for 123 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. So the Michigan running backs, you know, continue to deliver. Nebraska's quarterback, Adrian Martinez, who's, you know, usually quite a volatile guy, this is one of those moments where he's up. He had a really good game this week. He had 329 total yards and 4 touchdowns, nearly pulled the upset against Michigan. So number 7, Ohio State, really pads the stats in this one with a huge 66-17 win over Maryland. C.J. Stroud putting his name in the hat for the Heisman, it looks like. 406 passing yards, 5 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Just a flawless game for Stroud. Trevion Henderson, the freshman running back, 20 touches for 169 yards and 3 touchdowns. We, of course, have to hit on the wide receiver trio here at Ohio State. Chris Olave had 7 catches for 120 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. Jackson Smith and Jigba had 5 receptions for 103 yards. Garrett Wilson had 5 receptions as well. He took his for 84 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. For the Maryland guys, Talia Tagovailoa threw for 279 yards and 2 touchdowns, but did throw 2 interceptions as well. And then you would think with Dante Demas out for the season that, you know, Rakeem Jarrett would step up and see a ton of volume. Just 1 catch in this one. Now, it was a 43-yard touchdown reception, but, you know, that's concerning to see Rakeem Jarrett, you know, maybe the wide receiver 2 in that 2023 class, only getting 1 catch with really, you know, no other attention to go around other than to him there with Demas out. So we'll see how Jarrett looks going forward, but that one scares me a little bit. Number 6, Oklahoma against number 21, Texas. And this is absolutely the story of the college football weekend. Really, actually, might not be. We'll touch on that when we get to number 1. But this was certainly the most entertaining television we watched all weekend in college football. And, you know, 2 blue blood programs. Number 6, Oklahoma holds on to win 55-48 against number 21, Texas. And this game, we're actually going to start with the bad in the game instead of the good in the game. The bad in this game, Spencer Rattler, who's maybe the Heisman favorite, maybe the pick to be number 1 overall pick in the NFL draft coming into this season, lost his job in this game. So he had 111 passing yards and an interception and a fumble in this game. Gets pulled for Caleb Williams. And I don't see any way that Lincoln Riley can go back to Spencer Rattler after what Caleb Williams did in this game. So Caleb Williams came in and went 16 of 25. For 212 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks, and ran the ball 4 times for 88 rushing yards and a touchdown as well. So just played at a higher level than we've seen Rattler play at any point this year and led Oklahoma to victory in a really heroic fashion. So this looks like it's Caleb Williams' job going forward. We'll see what happens with Spencer Rattler. You know, is he going to end up, you know, staying in college, transferring? Who knows? But I don't think he's going to be the starting quarterback for Oklahoma going forward. Some more bad in this game, Eric Gray, you know, the transfer running back from Tennessee, who we expected to have a big year at Oklahoma this year, just 6 carries for 37 yards rushing, while his backfield mate, Kennedy Brooks, had 25 carries. We'll touch on that shortly, but rough day for Spencer Rattler and Eric Gray individually, despite the Oklahoma win. Looks like Caleb Williams has taken over. Most of Caleb Williams' production went to Marvin Mims. So Marvin Mims made one of the most incredible catches you'll see all year. For a touchdown in this game, he had 5 catches for 136 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kennedy Brooks, the running back for Oklahoma, 25 carries, 217 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Again, while Eric Gray had 6 carries for 37 yards. So that's concerning. I was a guy that liked Gray coming into this year, and clearly I was wrong. Casey Thompson, Texas's quarterback, 388 passing yards, 5 touchdowns and no picks. So a near flawless game for him, keeping Texas in this shootout. Bijan Robinson, 20 carries, 137 yards and a rushing touchdown. And then here's one of the big stories of the whole weekend here. freshman wide receiver at Texas, Xavier Worthy, with just a massive breakout game here. 9 catches, 261 yards receiving, and 2 touchdowns. What an incredible performance for Worthy. I thought Texas was going to win this game there for a minute, but Caleb Williams just would not let it happen. If you did not get to see the highlights of this one, go back and watch it. This was one of the best college football games you'll watch in a long time. Number 5, Cincinnati, easily beats Temple 52-3. We'll touch on the two big NFL prospects here today is Desmond Ritter, 259 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. And then running back Jerome Ford had 15 carries for 149 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Number 3, Iowa. Number 4, Penn State. So just an ugly game with some highly ranked, you know, defensive football teams. There's no good stat lines in this game for us to talk about from a Devy perspective. The story of this game is Penn State quarterback Sean Clifford went down to injury with Penn State ahead. Penn State's backup quarterback, Taquan Roberson, just could not handle it. I mean, this guy couldn't complete a pass to save his life. I mean, it was just a slow death for Penn State once Roberson came in the game, and this was just not fun to watch. Two guys, if you want some stat lines from this game, Tyler Goodson, Iowa's running back, had 25 carries for 88 yards, and then Jahan Dotson had his 8 catches, but only for 48 yards. You know, so not much to talk about in this game, but Iowa with a big, big win while they're number 3, so cool stuff there for Iowa. Number 2, Georgia. The defense continues to shine, and they beat Auburn 34-10. So the best offensive performance for Georgia in this game is Zamir White. He had 18 carries for 79 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. But, man, the story here is Georgia's defense. You know, they're winning games not by putting up a ton of points, but just, I mean, they are scoring some points, but it's not because they are lighting up, you know, the scoreboard as far as yardage and things like that. This defense is putting them in such short fields, and they are giving up nothing. Tank Bigsby had 10 carries for 28 yards and a touchdown. I mean, 2.8 yards per carry. I mean, you can't do anything against this Georgia's defense. And Georgia is now the number one team in the country, because we'll go over to the former number one team in the country, Alabama. That's right. Alabama went down this week to Texas A&M, losing 41-38. So Texas A&M quarterback Zach Calzada, which, remind you, is Texas A&M's backup quarterback. Texas A&M's starting quarterback Haynes King went down to injury earlier in the year. Calzada takes over. Hasn't really been pretty so far, but man, did he do a good job today leading his team to victory against the dynasty that is Alabama. Calzada passed for 285 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Most of that went to receiver Anaya Smith, who had 6 catches for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns. Number one tight end in this class, Jalen Weidemeyer, had 3 catches for 73 yards and a receiving touchdown. Devin Achane had 10 touches for 79 yards, so did well with what he had. Isaiah Spiller, not the best day on the ground, but, you know, respectable day overall with 21 touches for 89 yards and a touchdown. The Alabama guys still put up some good numbers in the loss. Bryce Young, 369 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. Brian Robinson, 28 touches for 207 yards. Jameson Williams, 10 catches for 146 yards and 2 touchdowns. Just a monster game for the Ohio State transfer. And then John Mechie with 7 catches for 88 yards. So, great offensive game all the way around, but man, what a shocker to see a 2-loss Texas A&M team upset number 1 Alabama. So let's look at a couple unranked games, just 2 of them. Florida State beat North Carolina 35-25. Jordan Travis for Florida State with a big day here. 145 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks through the air, and he carried the ball 14 times for 121 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Josh Downs, the big receiver for North Carolina, well, not big in size, but, you know, big in, you know, Devy stature receiver I'm really excited about. 9 catches for 121 yards and a receiving touchdown. Sam Howell's day was kind of meh, you know, 203 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. Did show his dual threat ability that he's been showing all year, rushing for 108 yards on 11 carries. But, you know, North Carolina, very disappointing as a team this year. This one losing to a very, very bad Florida State team. Utah 42, USC 26. So USC continues to struggle. As excited as we got about USC in that game against Washington State, where Jackson Dart had us thinking about the Carson Palmer years, we are back to Keaton Slovis, and we are back to USC looking mediocre. Slovis put up a decent day. He had 401 passing yards, did throw an interception, had 2 touchdown passes. Most of his day went to Drake London. Drake London is just ridiculous. I mean, this guy is killing people this year. 16 catches for 162 yards and a touchdown. 16 catches. That's insane. If Drake London's not in your top five wide receivers for this upcoming class, I don't know what you're watching. The other wide receiver for USC, Gary Bryant Jr., 5 catches for 85 yards receiving. And then shout out to Utah's quarterback, Cameron Rising, you know, pulled off this big win against a big program like USC. He passed for 306 yards and had 4 total touchdowns in the win. So some other notable performances we'll wrap up with. So Malik Willis, you know, had some highlight plays this week. You probably saw a video or two of Malik Willis making people look stupid circulate this week. He had 302 total yards and 3 touchdowns this week, but he threw 3 interceptions against MTSU. So as much as we see the flashes of, man, this guy looks like Lamar Jackson, so, man, there's no doubt this guy's going to be a top 5 pick in the NFL draft. He's still making some boneheaded decisions from time to time that he's got to clean up, but, man, the skill is there. Bailey Zapp, Western Kentucky's quarterback, you know, not a huge prospect or anything, but you can't throw for 523 yards and 5 touchdowns and not have me give you a shout out. Zach Evans, TCU running back, you know, in that 2023 class, has looked incredible this year. 17 rushes for 143 yards and 2 touchdowns. Calvin Austin, wide receiver from Memphis, had 13 catches for 200 yards and a touchdown. Zach Charbonnet, running back I love from this year's class, had 21 carries for 117 yards for UCLA. And then Carson Strong, you know, the not mobile quarterback from this class, the statue guy from this class, 377 passing yards and 6 touchdowns for Nevada. So huge game for him. That's all I've got for an exciting week 6 of college football. Please leave a rate and review for the podcast. It helps us grow and reach more people. Follow us on Twitter at @FF_authority. Follow me on Twitter at @EvilEmpireFF. And join our community on Discord. All of us on TFA interact and answer questions in there all the time and just, you know, talk fantasy football 24/7. So that's all I got for you this week. We'll talk to you guys next time.
All these titles and shits from concrete to lit. Number one seed, this is it. Pedal to metal, it's lit. I swear I got the authority. The Devi authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devi authority going way up. Taking my opponents down and going way up. Waiting is waiting you down, yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.